Coach Bob McKillop joins us courtside here at Belk Arena. And, Coach, your observations, initial ones, please.
Well, absolutely thrilled with the way we fought back into the game when we, you know, we're down by 17 points in the second half. And we chipped away, and finally got the ball for a possession that actually could have turned the game around. And we didn't convert, but credit to Richmond. They were sensational offensively. We could not stop them. They were efficient. They were they shot the ball very well. They attacked very well. Richmond did a superb job of really going after us offensively.
47% shooting for Davidson. Coach, what about your offensive performance?
I think the one thing that will stick out for me is the turnovers, the 10 turnovers that in many cases it was decision-making. And, you know, we had one critical one at the end of the last minute, a jump stop. We had a couple early on. And the players need to understand, and they've been hearing this since day one, every possession counts. And which was the possession that kept us from 2 points? Which was it? Was it one that happened in the opening 16 minutes? Was it one that happened in the last play of this first half? Was it the first two plays of the second half? You know, you look at that stretch when they made that two at the end of the half, and then they came out and they really caught fire, and we just did not come out and were as aggressive as we needed to be.
Was that what was the keys, Coach, in the early part of the second half when they had their run?
Well, I think they had us on our heels. I think they had us on our heels from the 16-minute mark up until about the 10-minute mark of the game, 16 minutes in the opening round and opening half, and then down as far as 10 minutes. So they were constantly in the attack mode, and they ran their offense efficiently and had us backing up, and I think that was the key to the game.
Everything they do pretty much goes through T.J. Klein, doesn't it?
It sure does, and he was very, very good. You see, he had eight assists. He made foul shots. He made threes, and he just beat us every way possible.
I thought that during the course of the game, commented on it several times, John Goodmanson must have had five or six deflections, Coach, in addition to his four steals.
John, he was inches away from getting three or four more steals. You know, he had a great break on a ball. He really anticipated well, and just three or four situations where he chased it out of bounds and narrowly missed getting that steal.
Was it played about like you thought they were going to play against you?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought they shot better than they have all year long. We did not. We were a bit surprised at how well they shot the 3-point shot. You know, they shot 45%, and for the year, I think they're in the 30s. So it was a little different than what they had done all year long. But that could have been the efficiency of their offense.
Rebounding, I thought that Davidson battled pretty good on the board against that team.
You know, we did. We really battled for it, and but you know, how many points do we get off of those second chance points? We got 11, and you know, the biggest one at the last play of the game almost had that one too.
Yep, that was that play, Coach. The tip kind of hung on the rim a minute, but that's the thing. Yeah, I know that because I've seen you do it. You work on in practice a lot.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to simulate because it depends upon a great miss at the foul line, and John Axel did a great job of missing that shot, and we got in there just like we wanted to, and unfortunately we didn't get it and didn't go down for us.
Your message to the team at the end of the game?
Details, discipline, decision-making, three things that have been the cornerstone of what we've been trying to do this year. We got to be disciplined, and I thought our defensive discipline was not there. I thought our decision-making in certain offensive situations where we stared where we were throwing the ball, where we didn't jump stop, caused us some problems. And then the details. You know, there was an ineffective use of details in terms of making cuts the way they should have. So, but credit Richmond for doing that, forcing us into those bad decisions.
Okay, Coach, I know a chance to bounce back in A-10 play again. So good luck next time out.
Thanks, John.